You're listening to the Spa Strong podcast, where we empower estheticians to become badass beauty CEOs and build profitable, thriving businesses. We're your hosts, Melissa Ellis, licensed master esthetician.
And I'm Royal Ellis, former police officer. Together, we will help you achieve total aesthetics badassery. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with the other beauty professionals you know. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's do this shit.
And welcome to the Spa Strong podcast. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. I'm Melissa Ellis. Royal is not with us today, unfortunately. We love him. We miss him. But we are here with Heather Mariana.
Hi.
From Beauty Brand Coaching and Beauty Kitchen. All of your
Mariana
amazing
Naturals,
brands.
Everything.
I know. You have so much. So Heather, thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. We're thrilled to have you. And we are talking about our upcoming masterclass, Envision Sales Masterclass.
So excited. January 21st, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Great way to start your weekend.
Absolutely. Great way to start your year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to cover so many incredible things in this class. I am pumped.
It's going to be so jam-packed with so much great information. I can't wait.
I know. It's literally going to be so amazing. So we just want to talk with all of you today a little bit about some of the things that you are going to gain, some of the problems that you are going to be able to overcome because of this Envision Sales Masterclass. So Heather, let's start with private label and some of the amazing things that they're going to gain from learning about private label.
Well, I think a lot of misconceptions on private label is, you know, I don't want to have the same stuff other people have, but I always like to use the example, like I said in the last podcast, like how many rose waters do you see at Sephora?
Right.
You know, or how many different types of under eye gels? Also, a lot of people think that you have to have like 500, you have to buy 500, 1,000 minimum order quantity. I own the factories. I don't outsource it. So I have control over that and I can offer low minimums, which is great for people to start out. I also think people think that you have to do an entire line. You don't. Like I always say, all you need is like 1 to 3 really high revenue products that are top sellers that go with your existing stuff, and then you can start weeding out the stuff that maybe isn't moving as fast.
Yeah.
You know, vitamin C serum, vitamin C toner, vitamin C cream, hyaluronic acid, eye gels, a great hair and skin oil, you know, something that's multi-function. I use my Heather Mariana blend on my hair and my body, you know, something
it's
that
so
get
nice.
Really value because you can have more use out of the product.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the amazing things about private label, because I'll be honest, I originally thought that, yeah, I mean, exactly what you're describing, that it's a massive, massive investment that you have to order just like outrageous quantities of SKUs and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that you work with your clients to figure out, okay, what is perfect for you? What exactly do you need? And
what are you currently selling? How can we maximize on, you know?
Exactly. And what are the holes in your offer? Like what is missing from your menu and from your retail shelf?
Yes.
I think that's so important to look at. Like, yes, maybe they are missing some of these incredible, you know,
top sellers,
branded under eye gels.
This morning, $8,000 order, just those.
Yeah.
One order.
I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah. And they're
great. They sell like crazy.
Yes. And people love things like this. You know, your clients, they want to buy products. First of all, they're buyers already. If they don't buy it from you, they're going to buy it from Amazon or Sephora or you know,
how many times have I gone on Amazon to just grab like It Cosmetics makeup real quick because I forgot and I had to do something in the morning and I was like out of my foundation. Like if you're not offering them what they need, like you said, then they're just going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or they're going to talk to their friend and they're going to go, well, what are you using? Oh, well, they have it over at this other place, but they don't have it here. So I'll just start going over there. And then next thing you know, you're probably losing your whole client.
Right. And I think something important is also talking about it when they need it, but also talking about it before they need it. So a lot of times we see beauty professionals who are nervous to bring up product sales because they're like, well, I haven't really talked to them about skincare before. I don't know if they're out of anything. I don't know what they're using. I don't know what they need. I'm just not going to say anything. No, talk about it now, because even if they don't need it now, they will remember it from talking about it with you when they run out of whatever they're currently using.
For sure.
You want to be the first thing that comes to mind when they are suddenly in that need, not you waiting until they're in that need, missing the opportunity because they didn't go to you. They went to their best friend and asked their best friend what she uses.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Spa Strong podcast. If you love this podcast, we can't wait for you to check out our YouTube channel.
On our YouTube channel, we have so many videos for you.
First of all, you'll be able to see the video recordings of our podcast. You'll be able to see amazing how-tos and get to know us a little bit more through our weekly vlogs. So head over to YouTube, follow us at the Spa Strong channel, and we can't wait for you to check out our fun and amazing videos over there.
Okay, so with Private Label, you are able to have control over what you order.
You know, we have graphic designers that do all the labeling. If you want that, if you want to send us your label, you can. If you have someone in-house and obviously you want to save money, that's fine. Send us the label. We'll send all the specs. We have our own program that we have you uploaded on. We do full printing of everything. I can tell you where to get, like, if you want boxes for your product, I have a deal with a company that does those. You can handle that. Low minimum, you know, 24 to 48, depending on the product. If we have stuff in stock already, like we just did a huge run of oils. So if any, like if any of our clients, we said, hey, you know, we just did a huge run of oil. So if you want to pick up oil, we'll do like less than 24 because, you know, we have a bunch of overage.
Yeah.
So we keep in touch with our people so that, you know, it's like, hey, okay, yeah, I'll take 20 of those.
Right.
You know,
I think that's fantastic that you are aware of your clients. You're aware of what they needs are and you reach out to them when there's an opportunity like that.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's so important.
And also, like, another thing that we'll talk about in the masterclass, which is super important, like, even if you don't use me as a manufacturer, things that you need to ask your manufacturer because people don't think of certain things, and me being in manufacturing, in which I never thought that I was going to end up in manufacturing. And now I'm like, I want even bigger factories. Like, I'm like drooling over machinery, you know, that's like my life now. That. I'm like, wait, that machine does this many bottles an hour and mine does this many bottles an hour. Okay. We need to upgrade.
Yes. You
know? But things that you need to ask your manufacturer, just, you know, about pricing and all the things that are going to come down the line, because when you partner with a manufacturer, you're really making a business partner with Unspoken, you know? So you want to make sure the contracts are in place. Like, I just had a client the other day say, now, you made me this thing, but I don't want you to sell it to other people. I don't think that way. Like, I obviously wouldn't sell it to someone else because I created it for her. Right. But just get the contracts. Make sure everything's done right. Because one of my really good friends, he's a very well-known spray tanner for a very well-known reality family. And he partnered with a manufacturer to do his tanning solution, and they just screwed him over.
And he has
no tanning solution now. So, yeah, so you really need to make sure all those things are in place, because you got to work with somebody that's been in business and somebody who's invested in your success. And not just worried about getting that order.
Yeah. And I love that you're providing these resources. You're also aware of what they need. Like, you have all the ingredients, you have all the sheets, all these things that they should be asking for. You provide that, of course. And I think that it's amazing that they're able, through private labeling with you, for example, they will be able to have incredible products on their shelves to sell with lower investment on their part,
because same quality,
exactly.
Like, and it's literally like our red seaweed mask. I sell it for $45. I know two salons in Beverly Hills that we private label for, because of their packaging, it's $82.50.
Yeah,
you know, so it just depends on. I can help you with your packaging, ordering, making sure you have stuff in stock. We have a huge warehouse where we can store additional packaging so that you don't have shipping delays, all those things.
I love that. And one of the biggest, I would say, like, excuses that we get when we talk about, hey, you know, with our spas that we work with, like, you need to start doing more product sales. One of their biggest things is, well, I can't do product sales because I can't afford to put in these huge minimum orders. I can't afford to keep it on my shelves. And private label is just such an incredible way to overcome that barrier. So you can start generating revenue, building more trust, giving your clients greater results. And then that is going to help you to have the revenue to be able to start growing that your retail business offering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you also, with private label, I feel like you can really create what you think your customers really need, because as I've said a million times, how many times do we walk into the same, like, spas and salons, and it's the same brands?
Yeah, exactly.
And we all know what the brands are. I don't need to name them.
Right. You know? Right. No, there are so many. And
the $185 serum, that kind of stuff. And, you know, let's think about the times that we're in too. Like, you know, maybe you should think about offering something that is not $185 too. Mm-hmm. But you're still going to make more money on the not $185 product than your $185 product if you look at the margins.
Right, exactly.
So that's what matters. Yeah. The bottom line.
Thank you. The profit, yeah. What you're actually keeping good from product, these transactions. Profit,
push it out. And you will see a big difference in your month end.
Absolutely. So this is one of the reasons you need to come to the Envision Sales Masterclass. All of this information, this incredible information that Heather gave, she is now in the Envision Sales Masterclass going to teach you how to apply it to your business so that you can start generating more revenue through private label. And then, of course, we're going to talk to you about sales because you could have the amazing products sitting on your shelf. But if you don't talk about them, if you don't post about them, if you don't bring them up, if you don't recommend them, they're just going to sit and collect dust, which doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit your client. It doesn't benefit your company. So we're going to talk to you about selling because we know there are so many concerns that people have with that. Yeah. I mean, there's insecurities of, okay, am I going to sound too pushy?
Right.
Am I going to seem like I'm just hunting for a commission? I've never really offered product before. Are they going to think that I have some kind of angle if I start bringing it up now? And then there's also
you never know what people want. Like you said, like this morning when I brought you the thing from the dry bar, Sassy, I was like, oh, I actually do need one of those. You know what? Give me two.
Yeah.
You don't know what people need. Exactly. You have to tell them what they need sometimes.
Thank you. That is the thing. You have to be their coach. As esthetician coaches, we are here to help you make multiple six figures, get fully booked, become retail selling machines, and change more clients' lives.
Listen to what other estheticians are saying about our one-on-one coaching program, the Spa Strong Bootcamp.
With Melissa and Royal, I've been able to invent and start selling a $1,200 package.
I haven't had issues with rebooking or having them come back and seeing my reoccurring clients.
I was able to leave my full-time job and go completely full-time with my skin studio.
I've been selling more product in these past few months of being in quarantine than I was my last few months of being open.
Not only has my income increased, but also my confidence. I feel more comfortable selling products to my clients. So I highly recommend working with Spa Strong.
Ready to stop dreaming of spa business success and start living it? Go to www.spa-strong.com/discovery call or click the link in our Instagram bio to book a free esthetician discovery call now. Steve Jobs once said, oh, we don't do customer, how did he say it? Not customer surveys. We don't do customer like surveys where you ask kind of what they want to see in the future. Mm-hmm. He said, it is not my customer's job to tell me what they want to see. It is my job to present to them what they want before they know they want it.
Yep.
And you have to have the same attitude because you have the knowledge base that your clients don't have. They may think one acne facial is enough to clear up my skin entirely.
No, you should give them the Beat the Acne clay mask and be like, use this once a week.
Exactly.
It's not going to replace the services that you're offering. No, it's going to keep them engaged.
It's going to keep them engaged. It's going to help them maintain results. And it's going to help you provide better results for them. Because if they're working on their skin, the, you know, 4 weeks in between appointments at home, then that's less work for you to have to do inside of the treatments.
Well, and there's so much more than skincare. You start selling facial masks, you know, you have the bowls, you have the brushes to apply them, the rollers, aftercare. I always say, why? How come every single time one of my friends gets her lips done, none of these spas carry cryo globes?
I know. You want them.
But the ice globe, and then I use then you can use the cryo globes when you're in the sauna, whatever. You know, every time, it's a one-time investment. Every time you get something done to your face, you have a cryo globe right there.
Right.
I don't understand, like, the thought process of just not offering things that people need.
Exactly. And here's the thing. You have to switch your mindset from selling makes me seem greedy to I am providing solutions to the problems that my clients already want to solve. Mm-hmm. They want to have comfort after they get their lips done. They want to have the mask to use in between their acne treatments. They want to have the gels they can rub on in between body sculpting. They want the incredible floss and things for after their teeth whitening or their lip injections. There is so much that you could be offering to your clients if you would stop thinking only of yourself. Yeah. Because these sales insecurities, you are doing your clients a disservice by not getting over them. And we want to help you get over them.
Yep. And make you more money.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. You will make more money. Your clients will see better results. They're going to be coming back to you more because they're seeing better results. And probably
referring you more people.
Exactly. That is the thing. And we, I mean, the retention results referral cycle is a big thing that we teach, but this is exactly part of it. If you want your clients coming back to you regularly so that they see amazing results and send you referrals, you need to provide them the tools, all of the tools that they need. Yep. Let them decide if it's out of their budget or not, but you present it and we're going to show you how to bring it up. We're going to go over sales techniques. We're going to role play sales. I mean,
I'm really excited. Be ready to be amazing. Come up in front of everyone on Zoom because we're going to be calling some people up to do awesome sales training with Royal. I'm so excited.
I know. And he, listen, y'all are going to love role playing with Royal. He's tough, but you will learn a ton and you're going to walk away from Envision Sales Masterclass with actionable steps. Yep. We're not just going to talk about concepts. We are going to show you how to implement so you can start seeing results immediately after this training.
Yep. Get up, have your pajamas on, have your coffee, your tea, whatever, have your notebook, and get ready to learn because I'm really excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. It's going to be fantastic. So click the link in the episode notes or head up to our Instagrams. You can click the links in our bios. They're on our website as well. But sign up for the free Envision Sales Masterclass with Heather Mariana from Beauty Brand Coaching and Beauty Kitchen and Melissa and Royal Ellis from Spa Strong. You are not going to regret it and you are not going to want to miss this.
Great way to start the new year.
Absolutely. So we will see you all at the Envision Sales Masterclass. And thank you so much for being here with us, Heather.
And we might have a big announcement too. So you want to make sure you get to the live.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's what I'm really excited. Oh, I'm so excited to talk about it. But you got to come to the Envision Sales Masterclass to live. Hear it.
We might have some cool giveaways too. I've got some cool Boss Babe boxes. Maybe we'll give some of those away to some live viewers.
Oh yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's absolutely do it.
Give some product away. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It'll be super fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So please come. Heather, thank you for being here. And thank y'all for being here with us. And I'll see you at Envision Sales Masterclass and in the next episode.